Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Gimel. We are holding on daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. We are at Rabbi Elazar. We're in the middle of a machlokas. We're at the words Virabi Elazar, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Bornstein family as a zechus for the refuah shalema of Rivka Chaya Bas Devora. She should have refuah shalema Bekarov. And it's also sponsored by my dear Talmud Jacob Deutsch, in honor of me, and also in honor of the birth of his niece, Dalia Leah Deutsch. And we wish the entire Deutsch family a wonderful Mazel Tov on the birth of Dalia Leah Deutsch. Okay, so we are holding, and we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we were right in the middle of a machlokas, but we only saw one side of a machlokas. This is a machlokas about what a previous machlokas was really about. And there was a machlokas tanaim, what we should compare Tumas Avodah Zarah to. Do we compare Tumas Avodah Zarah to a Nida, or Tumas Avodah Zarah to a Sharet? So yesterday we had the Shita of Rabbah as far as what the machlokas is really about, that all agree it's metame b'masa, that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim is whether it's metame b'evin b'sama. So the first thing we're going to see today is that Rabbi Elazar understands that all agree that it is metame, that it's not metame, rather b'evin b'sama, but the whole machlokas whether it's metame b'masa, the exact reverse of what Rabbah held. Then the Gemara is going to bring rayas against rayas for Rabbi Elazar against Rabbah, but we're going to answer both of those rayas, and then we're going to talk about the tumma of a goy, whether a goy is metame kizav on a derabanan level, and whether he's metame be'evin mesame. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Avodah Zarah, according to Rav Ashi, isn't metame things when it moves them, behesed. And the Gemara is going to discuss, well, how's that even possible? And Avodah Zarah does not have a life force. How can it ever move anything? Then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the question of whether Avodah Zarah is yet. So we're going to explain two ways to understand what that question even means, whether Avodah Zarah is Yeshna Le'Evarim. Then we're going to ask about Tumas Avodah Zarah B'Pachos Mikazayis. So again, the majority of the daf, again, at least up until the Mishnah on Amud Beis, is all going to still be about the concept of Tumas Avodah Zarah. We're going to have three things that Avodah Zarah is compared to. Avodah Zarah is compared to a Sharet, it's compared to a Nida, it's compared to a Mace, and we're going to explain what those comparisons teach us, why it's compared to those three items. Then in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to switch from Avodah Zarah, and we're going to talk about a Sfina, a boat. We're going to have two different sources that a boat is Tahar, and we're going to give two nafkaminas between the two sources as to why it is, or how we know that a boat is Tahar. Then at the very end of the daf, even though the primary Kabbalah HaTorah sugyas are later, there are a few days after Shavuos, at the very end of the daf, heading into the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we'll see if we get there today, we're going to have a couple of comments about the importance of learning in a Beis HaMedrash and being Memis Atzma al Devrei Torah, so we will have some Talmud Torah related comments at the very end of the daf. So we are holding again, we are on daf Pei Beis and Beis, V'Rabbi Elazar Amar, first words on the line are V'Rabbi Elazar Amar, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. So the Gemara brings a second shita to explain the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Bevin Misami Dekuli Amlo Pligi Delo Metama, that both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree that Avodah Zarah is not Metame Be'evin Misama. Ki Pligi, the whole machlokes is Bimasa, is whether Avodah Zarah is Metame Bimasa. If you carry an Avodah Zarah without touching it, do you become Tame? Rabbi Akiva Savar Kenida, Ma Nida Metame Bimasa, Af Avodah Zarah Metame Bimasa, that Avodah Zarah is just like a Nida. So if a Nida is metame b'masa, so too Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. And Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say no, Kisheret Avodah Zarah with regard to Tumas Masa is most like a Sheretz, where Mas Sheretz lo metame b'masa, just like a Sheretz is not metame when someone carries it. If you don't touch the Sheretz, Af Avodah Zarah lo metame b'masa. So too Avodah Zarah, if you carry it without touching it, you are not going to become tame. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Zarah is metame one who carries it, because we compare Avodah Zarah to an Ida, what do we derive from the fact that the Torah does make a hekesh between Avodah Zarah and a Sheretz, right? It does say Shaketz Tishaktenu, and Shaketz is Lashon of Sheretz, so L'misham Sheha. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva will understand that the comparison to Sheretz relates to Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, that since they are Mishamish the Avodah Zarah, there is some level of Tumah, however, it's only Tumas Maga and not Tumas Masa. So since the Torah compares the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah to Sheretz, it's the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are only Mitame B'Maga and not B'Masa. V'Rabbanan, L'mayilse Iskash L'nida, and according to the Rabbanan, who hold that since Avodah Zarah is compared to a Sheretz, it's not Mitame B'Masa, so what do I derive from the fact that Avodah Zarah is also compared to a Nida, right? Because the Pasuk says about Avodah Zarah, Tizreim Kimo Dava, so it's like a Nida in some sense. Well, no, what we learned from the comparison to a Nida is not about Tumas Masa, but rather, Ma Nida Einele Evarim, Af Avodah Zarah Einele Evarim. Just like if a limb falls off of a Nida, so it's Tame B'Masa and Ba'oel, because it's Evarim Menachai, but it's not Metame Bevim Nesama, because it's not Metame as a Nida would be Metame. The limbs of a Nida that fall off of her body, not that that happens frequently, but if it were to happen, the limb of a Nida that falls off of her body is not Metame Kenida, so Avodah Zarah is also not Metame Le'evarim. If an Avodah Zarah was made of different limbs, of different pieces, and one of the limbs fell off, that limb would not be Metame with Tumas Avodah Zarah, with the din of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva, so ask the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that Avodah Zarah is not Metame Bevin Mesama because it's compared to a Sheretz, L'may Hilchse Iskash L'nida. So with regard to what halacha do we compare Avodah Zarah to a Nida? L'masa, right? We already said that according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva derives from the comparison between Avodah Zarah and a Nida that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Masa. Just like a Nida is Metame that which carries her, Avodah Zarah is Metame that which carries it. But this says the Gemara, what we're introducing this concept again to raise a question on it. Why does the Torah have to compare Avodah Zarah to both Nida and to a Sheretz in order to learn from both Hakeshim that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Masa, but not B'Evin Mesama? Meaning it's Metame B'Masa like a Nida would be, but not B'Evin Mesama because it's also compared to a Sheretz, and a Sheretz is not Metame B'Evin Mesama. Why don't we just take one item that has both of those characteristics and make a hekesh between Avodah Zarah and that item, instead of splitting between Sheretz and Nida, comparing Avodah Zarah to Sheretz and saying, it has one characteristic of a Sheretz, and to Nida and say, it's got another characteristic of a Nida, look, Sheila Nevela. We should have just made a hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Nevela, because guess what? A Nevela is Metame B'Masa and is not Metame B'Evin Mesama. So Rabbi Akiva wouldn't need to learn Tumas Avodah Zarah from a Nida and a Sheretz. If his halacha is correct, the Torah should have made the link between Avodah Zarah and a Nevela. Says Gemara, Enochinami, Elamah Nida Enelevar, and Avodah Zarah Enelevar. You're right. If the Limud from Nida were only teaching about the Tumas Masa, then you could have just as easily learned it from Nevela. But since, according to Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zarah is Hukash to both a Sheretz and to a Nida, you have to say that it's not only about Tumas Masa that we learn that the comparison to Nida does not only teach about Tumas Masa, but rather it teaches a second thing as well, that just like if a limb from a Nida falls off, it's Metame Ba'ol B'Masa as Evar Min Achai, but it's not Metame B'Masa Mi De Nida, because the Evar Nida are not Metame Kenida, so to Avodah Zarah is not Metame Le'Evar. Avodah Zarah that's made of different pieces, whereas a piece falls off, that piece is not Metame Midin Avodah Zarah. It's not Metame as an Avodah Zarah, just like a limb of a Nida is not Metame Midin Nida. It is Metame, because if a limb falls off, it's Metame, but it's not Metame Midin Nida. So Ella Hadabai Rami Ravchama Barguria Vodazar Yeshnalevarma Ainalevarim Tifshad Lemeha Bain Rabanam Bain Rabbi Kiva Dainalevarim. Well, wait a second, then we just answered an old question that used to be asked in the Beis Medrash. Ravchama Barguria raises the question, and he's gonna raise it on Amud Beis, whether Avodah Zarah is Yeshnalevarim or Ainalevarim. If an Avodah Zarah that's made of different pieces and one of the limbs, so to speak, of the Avodah Zarah falls off, is that piece, is that limb of the Avodah Zarah mitame or not? So the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that question. So says the Gemara, well, now we do. We should just say, based on our sugya, that we have an answer, both according to the Rabbanan and according to the Rabbi Akiva, that it's Einalei Evarim, that an Ever that comes off an Avodah Zarah is not mitame like the Avodah Zarah, just like we learned, because we learned that from the Hekesh of Avodah Zarah to Anida. So says Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbi Lazar, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva would not have a suffix about whether Avodah Zarah is Yeshna Levarim or Einalei Evarim. But Rav Chama Bar Guria, Kerabba Masni, remember, today we started with Rabbi Elazar's understanding of the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. But yesterday we saw Rabba's understanding of the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabba had said that all agree that it's Metame B'masa, the Machlokas is whether Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Evan Mesama. So, Baila, Liba, the Rabbi Akiva. So the Machlokas, so the Shaila is within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who learns from Nida that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Evan Mesama. So according to that shita, do we also learn that Avodah Zarah is not metame le'evarim, or do we say that the hekesh lenida is only a hekesh lechumra to tell me that it's metame bevin mesama, but not a hekesh lekula to tell me that it would not be metame le'evarim? So now we're going to try to bring rayas in this machlokas amoraim between Rabba and Rabbi Lazar about this machlokas tanaim. So Meisve says the Gemara, we challenge from a brisa Avodah Zara kasheretz mishamsheha kasheretz. That Avodah Zara is metame like kasheretz, and the mishamsheh Avodah Zara are metame like kasheretz. Rabbi Akiva omer Avodah Zara kenida umishamsheha kasheretz. That the Avodah Zara itself is metame like a nida, but the mishamsheh Avodah Zara are metame like asheretz. Well, bishlam el Rabbi Lazar, if you say that the Braisa assumes like Rabbi Lazar that the machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Akiva is whether Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, sanicha, the Braisa makes perfect sense. That the Chachamim say that Avodah Zarah and Mishamsheh are metame kasheretz, meaning that neither is metame b'masa, and Rabbi Akiva holds that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, like a nida, and the Mishamsheh Avodah Zarah are only metame b'maga, like asheretz, and are not metame b'masa. But according to Rabbah, who holds that both the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva hold that an Avodah Zarah is mitame b'masa, it is mitame b'masa, the whole machlokas is only whether it's mitame bevin mesama. So kasha, the Braisa says that the Chacham hold Avodah Zarah is mitame like asheretz. That sounds like it's just tumas maga and not tumas masa. So how are you going to explain the Braisa if you assume like Rabbah that everyone agrees that it's not mitame that Avodah Zarah is mitame b'masa? The Braisa says that it's like that according to the Chum, it's like a sheretz. So it sounds like it's not mitame b'masa. So Amar Lach Rabba, Rabba would respond, Mi alim miasnisin? Is the Braisa any more of a challenge than the Mishnah itself that we had yesterday? The Katani that the Mishnah had said, Eitzav va'avanav va'afarav mitamin kasheretz, that the Eitzim and the Avanim and the Afar of the wall from the base of Avodah Zarah, remember we discussed the wall that separates between your house and the base of Avodah Zarah that caves in, that falls down. So what do you do with all those rocks and stones? And there's value to that. So all of it is mitame kasheretz. Vukimna, my kasheretz, lo mitame bevin mesama. We said that what does it mean that it's mitame kasheretz? Just simply that it's not mitame bevin mesama, but not that it's not mitame b'masa. It's still mitame b'masa. So this price is not a problem either. Yeah, this price says that according to the Chachamim, Avodah Zarah is metame kasheretz, but it doesn't mean literally in every regard that it's metame like kasheretz. It means delo metame be'evin mesama. Means it's like kasheretz in the sense that it's not metame be'evin mesama. So that's not really a challenge to the shita of Rabba. So says the Gemara, we'll bring another one, another challenge. Meisve, there's another brisa, nachri v'nachris, Avodah Zarah u'mishamsheha, a non-Jew and a non-Jewess. Rashi says not to have a girsa over here of maga nachri v'nachris, because the Chum goes there that they have a din of a zav l'chol devrehem, so they're metame even b'mas and behesit, and of course betumas maga as well. So however, the Bala Ma'or has such a girsa of maga nachri v'nachris, but let's just have it the way we have it. Nachri v'nachris. If you have a non-Jewish man or a non-Jewish woman, avodah zara u'mishamsheha. You have avodah zara or the mishamsheha. Hashem she'avodah zara, hein v'lo ha-seitan. They themselves are tamei, but that which they move or that are not tamei. Meaning, if you move them, they're not metamei someone by someone moving them, not with, that which they move. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, "Anachri na'avodah zara," and "Anachri nachris na'avodah zara." M'sham she'avodah zara, hein v'ha seitan. That they are tamei. And the metame, that which moves them, like someone who carries a zav, is going to be tame. So says Gemara, Bishlam le Rabbi Lazar. I understand this brisa very well according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that the machlokas chacham and Rabbi Akiva is whether avodah zara is metame b'masa. So nicha, the brisa makes perfect sense that chacham holds that avodah zara and misham sheha are not metame b'masa, and Rabbi Akiva holds that avodah zara is metame even b'masa. Elo le Rabba, but according to Rabba, who holds that both according to the Chum and Rabbi Akiva, avodah zarah is mitame b'masa. The whole machlokas is only about Evan Mesama. So Kasha, this price is difficult because it says that according to the Chacham, avodah zarah is not mitame b'masa. But Rabbah held that the Chum did not say that avodah zarah is mitame is not mitame b'masa. That the Rabbah held that everyone agrees that avodah zarah is mitame b'masa. So says Gemara, Amar lach Rabbah. Rabbah would respond to you in explaining this brisa. Ula tameich. According to you, the brisa says nachri v'nachris nami hein v'lo ha-seitan. The brisa says that the nachri and nachris, they are tamei, but their hesit is not tamei. V'atanya, but we could ask on that from another brisa, meaning this brisa doesn't work out anyway according to anybody, because there's another brisa that tells us dabru el b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says vayikra perek tesvav dabru el b'nei Yisrael, and the pasuk continues that v'amartem aleim ish. And the Chum Darshin, B'nei Yisrael Metamin B'ziva, when it introduces the concept of Tumas Ziva, it starts with Dabrol B'nei Yisrael. So we Darshin that B'nei Yisrael Metamin B'ziva, Ve'ein Nachrim Metamin B'ziva. But Nachrim on a Doraisa level do not have Tumas Ziva. Avogazer Alehen, Sheyu Kizavin L'chol Devrein. But Chum made a Gezerah that they have a din of Tumas Zav, meaning that they're metame even b'masa. So you see in this brisa that a nachri and nachris are metame b'masa. But the brisa that we brought to ask on Rabba says that the shitas tanakame is that a nachri and nachris are not metame b'masa. So anyway, the brisa you're using to challenge is not a valid brisa. Ella, what you have to say is that the brisa is mistaken, that there's some sort of error that crept into the brisa, and each amora will have to touch up the brisa in a way that fits them. So Rabba metaritz l'tamei, Rabba will answer up the brisa based on his shita that the Chum and Rabbi Akiva are only arguing whether avodah zarah is metame bevin mesama, then nachri v'nachris, and he'll say the brisa like this: a nachri and nachris hein veheseitan, that they are tamei veheseitan, and if they're moved by a tahar person, veven mesame shalahen, and their even mesame are mitame, because the chum goes or anachrim that they have a din like a zav. Avodah zarah he veheseita, avalo even mesame shalah. Avodah zarah is tamei, and its hesit al yidei tahar is mitame as well, meaning if a tahar person moves it, that tahar person will become tamei. But not Evan Mesame, because the Chum hold that Avodah Zarah is not Metame b'Evan Mesame, it's only Metame b'Masa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodah Zarah he veheseita v'Evan Mesame shalah, that Avodah Zarah is not only Tame itself, and not only if a Torah person moves it, but also Evan Mesame is also going to become Tame, because Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Chacham and holds that Avodah Zarah is Metame even b'Evan Mesame, like we learned in yesterday's daf. And then Rabbi Lazar Metaritz Tame, Rabbi Lazar would answer the Brisa Lishi Taso in explaining the Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Akiva, that they're arguing about whether Avodah Zarah is Metame B'Masa, and he'll touch up the Brisa as follows. Nachri v'nachris, when it comes to a non-Jewish man or woman, hein v'haseitan v'evan mesame shalahen, they are Tame, the Hesit al yidei Tahar, and an Evan Mesame are also Metame, because the Chamor goes there that a Nachri has the din of a Zav, l'chol devrayim, on a Drabbanan level, Avodah Zarah, he v'lo haseita, but in Avodah Zarah, it is Tame, but its Hesit is not Tamei. If a Torah person moves it, that Torah person is not Tamei. Rabbi Akiva Amar Avodah Zarah hi veseita, that Avodah Zarah is also Metamei b'masa, that if a Torah person moves it, he is going to become Tamei. So now the Gemara says Maskif l'Ravashi. So Ravashi asks on this answer. If both according to Rabbah and according to Rabbi Lazar, the Bryce is talking about the Tumas Masa of an Avodah Zarah, my hain, meaning if the Bryce's main point is about how much Tumah an Avodah Zarah can transmit to something else, that which carries the Avodah Zarah becomes Tameh, why would you have to even mention that the Avodah Zarah is Tameh? Obviously, if it's being Metameh something else, it's obviously Tameh. So why would you have to mention Hain, that they themselves are Tameh? Of course they themselves are Tameh. They're even transmitting Tumah to something else. Perhaps even Al Yidei Hesit. Ela Amar Rav Ashi Hachi Kamar. Now this is how you have to touch up the Braisa. Nachri v'nachris. When it comes to non-Jewish man, non-Jewish woman, Bein Shei Situ Es Acherim, whether they are move something else, that's what Hesit means. Not like it normally means, that someone else was Masid then. Whether they move something else, Ubein Acherim Shei Situ to a son, or whether other people move the Nachri or Nachris, and that's what we normally call Tumas Masa, Tamei. The Tumah is going to be transmitted in either way. Just like the Brisa said previously, that Nachrim are Metame Kezav L'chol Devrayim. So Zav is Metame, whether it is Mesit a Tahar, or whether a Tahar is Mesit the Zav. No matter who does the moving of who, it's the Zav transmits the Tumah. So Nachri v'Nachris has that ability to transmit the Tumah in either direction, whether it is moving something else, whether he or she is moving something else, or whether something else is moving the Nachri or Nachris. Avodah Zarah shesita acherim tahar, but if an Avodah Zarah goes around and moves other things, then that other thing is going to be tahar, because that's what we derive from the comparison to a sheretz. It's not metame bevin mesama nor behesit, but acherim shesitu osa. But if tahar people move an Avodah Zarah, tameim, those tahar people become tamei. Misham sheha, but the misham sheha Avodah Zarah bein hen shesitu acherim bein acherim shesitu osan taharim. There is no transference of tumas hesit by misham sheha Avodah Zarah, whether the Avodah Zarah moves something else, or something else moves the Avodah Zarah. Either way, it's going to remain tahar. And Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Nachri v'nachris ve'avodah Zarah bein hen shesitu asachem bein achem shesitu asan tamei. And then Rabbi Kiva's mechadesh that Avodah Zarah itself is so tamei that even if it moves something else, it's going to transmit that tumah. Misham sheha bein hen shesitu achem bein achem shesitu asan tahorin. The misham sheha Avodah Zarah is not metamei b'hesed, no matter who moves what, no matter whether the Avodah Zarah, the Misham Shei Avodah Zarah moves the Torah item, or the Torah item moves the Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Avodah Zarah itself has the capacity to be metame Torah things, either by moving those Torah things, or by those Torah things moving it. So says the Gemara, in theory, this all sounds great, right? That there could be such a machlokas, Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, what if the Avodah Zarah moves something that's Tahar? Is it Metame Basid? But if that which is Tahar moves the Avodah Zarah, then of course, that which is Tahar becomes Tame. So says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, though, practically, how does this work out? I know that an Avodah Zarah is an inanimate object, right? That's the whole, that's why all the Midrashei Chazal make such a mockery of the Avodah Zarah, right? That it can't do anything. It can't breathe. It can't move. It can't do it. You need to clean it. You need to do it. Meaning it doesn't. It's totally dependent on whoever takes care of it, just like any other inanimate object. So you're going to say that that Avodah Zarah. You're going to say that Avodah Zarah is which can't. You're going to say that Avodah Zarah, which can't do anything. I understand that someone might move it. But that's possible. Mishkachasla. People move around inanimate objects all the time. But where are you ever going to have a case where an Avodah Zarah gets up and decides to move something else around? An Avodah Zarah doesn't have the capacity to move anything. So Amar Rami B'reid Rav Yeva. So Rami B'reid Rav Yeva says, no, it is possible. Kiditnan. Like it's elaborated in the following. Kiditnan means a Mishnah, but over here it's a Braisa. Tosus points out that the Mishnah the Mishnah Masechta Zavim that most closely resembles this is not doesn't really say this exactly. So like we have a Braisa that elaborates as follows. Kiditnan. The Mishnah says Hazav bekaf mazayim. If you have a zav on one side of a scale, va'ochlin u'mashkin bekaf hashnia, and you have food and drink on the other side of the scale, kara hazav tamein. If the zav weighs down the scale and causes the side with the ochlim mashkim to be raised and to be moved by the weight of the zav, zav than to mayin. Then the ochel mashkin become tamei from the heset of a zav. A zav has thereby moved the ochel mashkin. But karuhein, if the ochel mashkin are outweigh the zav, so they are the ones that are being mesit and that are moving the zav tahorin. The ochel mashkin are tahor from tumas heset because they do not become tamei with tumas masa since they themselves are not ra'oi lemishkav u'moshav. And the halacha is ochel mashkim do not become tamei by carrying a zav because it's not shaykh to use the words mishkav u'moshav by ochel mashkim. But you do see in this brisa that there is a way that something that's a domeim, that's something that totally inanimate that cannot speak is able to be meaning domeim not just kind of has no life force, right? In general, we have four levels of creation. The Kuzari writes, and this is in all the Hashkafas, you have four levels of creation. There's domeim, which is like totally lifeless, tzomeach, that which sprouts like plant life. Then there's balchai, like animal life, and then there's medaber. Medaber is the highest level. So an avodah zarah is not even, well, avodah zarah could be a tzomeach, right? Avodah zarah like an asherah tree or something like that. But avodah zarah, and I guess you could make an animal in avodah zarah also. So, but avodah zarah, typically when we talk about a typical avodah zarah, it's a davar adomim. That's what we're referring to over here. But you see, even the lowest level of creation. I was on a Zoom meeting with Rav Schechter 2 days ago, and he started talking, and he didn't realize he was on mute, as often happens to everybody. So we said, Rebbe, you're on mute, and he clicks on the thing. He says, Domim Tomea Chai Medaber. So he was, that he had just risen to the level of Medaber when he had unmuted himself. But we do see that even a domain has the capacity to be mastered something else. How can it be mastered something else? How can it move something else? Because it has the ability to be machria, bekaf muznayim. It has the ability to weigh something else down on the scale, and that's also called Hesed. So the Gemara brings a brisa as far as Tumas Hesed of the Tumah of that which it moves, and it explains which Tana the Braisa follows. Kiman Azla Hadatanya. Which Tana does the following Braisa follow? Kol Hatumos Hamasitos. Any Tumah that is Mesit, meaning a Dover Tameh that's Mesit a Dover Tahar through a scale, or an Adam Tameh that simply moves a Tahar item, Tahoros. The Tahar items do not become Tameh from the Hesit, Chut Me'aseto Shalzav, unless the Dover Tameh that had done the moving was a zav. Shalomatzinu lo chaver. We don't find bekala tarukula. We don't find another case like that in the entirety of Torah, that something is going to be metame behesit kamoso. That when something tame moves something else, that something else now becomes as tame as the item that had moved it. So who says that? Lema delo Rabbi Akiva. That sounds against Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva ikanami avodah zarah, because Rabbi Akiva derived from the fact that avodah Zara is that Rabbi Kiva held that Avodah Zarah is also metame behesit. So I feel the tamer Rabbi Akiva. Tanazav v'kal d'damila. No, you can even say it's going like Rabbi Akiva. When we say that lo matzinu lo chaver b'kal atarukula, that the only example of a tame thing moving a tar thing and being metame it through that is a zav, it means a zav and any tuma that's compared to a zav and derived from a zav, such as zava, nida, yoled. That's right, those are also metame behasit. So maybe you can add to that list Avodah Zarah also, because the din of Tumas Avodah Zarah is derived from Anida. So that's Ki'ilu, it's derived from a Zav. The whole category of Zav, Zav, Anida, Yaladas, they're all basically one category, and therefore Avodah Zarah is also an offshoot of that. So this price is not necessarily against Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara discusses the issue that we raised earlier, that we referred to earlier, and that is by Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, Avodah Zarah yesh leivarim o ein leivarim. Is the tumah of a limb of Avodah Zarah, does that exist? Is an Avodah Zarah still going to be metameh if a piece of the Avodah Zarah fell off? Is that piece going to be metameh? Or do we say, no, you need a tsura shlema of Avodah Zarah, it needs to be fully intact Avodah Zarah in order for it to be metameh. So the Gemara explains what exactly the shaila is. Heichad a hedyot yachal achzira lo tibayilach. If anyone, a hedyot means even a person who has no special training, just regular hedyot, like a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot, it means just regular, nothing, no unique quality about him. So a regular person who has no training in how to build things or put things together, he's able to put back this piece, then the commander mechaberes dummy. Right? If I would be able to rebuild it, then it's not something that really needs building, right? So that's the definition of something that is already fully intact. If a hedyot would be able to put it back together. The whole shaila is, if a regular person would not be able to put it back together, do we say, well, since a regular person can't put it back, so it's as if it's broken, and therefore an avodah zarah that's a broken piece of an avodah zarah is not metame, or maybe we should say, even though a person who's a hedyot is not able to put it back together, but still, it's not missing any part of its original tzura. It's just all the pieces are there. It just needs to be put back together, or you know, it could be put back together again, and then there's nothing missing from it. And that's why the Evarim maybe should be metame like avodah zarah. So says the Gemara. We'll bring another way that to explain this suffix of whether yeshna le'evarim or ena le'evarim, whether avodah zarah is yeshna le'evarim or ena le'evarim. V'ika d'vay lo lahachkisa. Some say that the suffix should be understood as follows. If a hedyot is unable to put it back, there is no question. It's a davar pashut tekeman dimitab radami. It's broken. If a hedyot cannot put it back together, it is broken. And if it's broken, it is not metame. Kiti bailach, heichad hedyot yachalach zira. The whole shaila is only if a hedyot is able to put it back. My, kivin da hedyot yachalach zira keman dimitab radami. Do we say that since a hedyot could put it back, it's as if it's still fully attached? Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Even though a hedyot is able to put it back together, but hashtamia kasholfa. Right now, it's not together. So visharia, and therefore, maybe it does not have tumas avodah zarah because it's not intact right now. So teku, the Gemara leaves this suffix unresolved, and it's even unresolved what exactly the suffix is. So as far as a teku is concerned, in halichos olam, in Shara Chamishi, he explains, based on the Rishonim, that any teku that you have by Isser, you have to be noig l'chumra. Whereas a teku that you have by mamon, the halacha would be that you're noig l'kula. Because by mamon, there's no such thing really as a kula and a chumra. By din and mamon is, hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. Because what's a kula for one guy is a chumra for the other guy. You can't tell Ruvain and Shimon having a monetary dispute, I'm going to be machmir on Ruvain. I mean, I'm going to be makel rather on Ruvain. Shimon will say, it doesn't feel like a kula. He's the one that ends up paying the money. So when it comes to money, whenever you have a suffix, whenever you have a teku, so we just say, hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. That's what we call l'kula. But by isurim generally, whenever you have a teku, it's l'chumra. However, there is a machlokas rishonim. What happens if you have a teku on a din d'rabbanan, on an issa d'rabbanan? So certainly you have a teku on a din d'araisa, safik d'araisa, l'chumra. But what if you have a teku on a din d'rabbanan? So the Rif and the Rush hold that a teku by an issa d'rabbanan is l'kula. The Rambam in Hilchos Shara Vosatom Perek Vav Halach Adalid also sounds that way. However, there are Rishonim that are not mechalik between a daraisa and a drabanan, and they taina that that's what the word teku means. The word teku, yeah, maybe in a trikin of tishbi yataris kushis vibayis, but the word teku, that's a nice remes. But the word teku actually means let it stand, meaning we should not resolve this. By being makel on something, you are by definition resolving it, because if you were really unresolved about something, you'd have to be machmir. You would have to treat something l'chumra if you were not really sure. One would have to be cautious. By going l'kula, you're really resolving something, and therefore it could be that every teku, even a teku on a din d'rabbanan, is going to be l'chumra. Okay, now the Gemara raises another suffix with regard to tumas avodah zarah. By Rav Achdovoy bar Ami, avodah zarah p'chusa mikazayis. Let's say you have avodah zarah that is smaller than a kazayis. So mahu, what's the din of such an avodah zarah? Do we treat it like an avodah zarah even though it's so teeny tiny? Or maybe it doesn't have a din of avodah zarah because it's smaller than a kazayis. So mask for Rav Yosef Lamai. What about the avodah zarah are you unsure about? Ilei melini yisura, if you want to know, can you bow to a tiny getchka? You know, you have a microscopic avodah zarah that you have to put under a microscope to see, but you're going to bow to it and worship it, and a person wants to take something microscopic and worship it. Lo yeyala zvuva balekron. down. So let it be like Zvuv Bal Ekron, which was tiny. The Tanya, which the Brisa says in the Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, that when Gidon died in Ve'yeshuva B'nei Yisrael Ve'yiznu Achrei Abaylim, the Pasuk says that the Jewish people started doing Avodah Zarah just like they did pretty much when every Shofet died. Ve'yasitu Lahem Bal Bris Le'lohim, that they made for themselves an Eloah, an Avodah Zarah called Bal Bris. They made the Bal Bris into an Elohim. So Zez Zvuv Bal Ekron, and that is a reference to Zvuv Bal Ekron, a particular Avodah Zarah. So the Brice adds, Malamich Kalechad Ve'echad Asa D'mus Yiraso, everyone made an Avodah Zarah that he himself worshipped, Menich B'toch Kiso, and would keep it in his wallet. Kivin Shazoch, Ramotzia M'toch Kiso, M'chabko M'nashka. And whenever he wanted, he was so inspired, he would take out his Avodah Zarah from his wallet, and he would kiss it, and he would hug it, and he would worship it in that way. But if you're keeping it in your pocket, you're keeping it in your wallet, then obviously we're talking about a very tiny Avodah Zarah. And apparently it still has a din of Avodah Zarah, even though it's very tiny. Also, Misvara, right? You would imagine that worshipping an Avodah Zarah, no matter how tiny, is still going to be an Isser of worshipping an Avodah Zarah. Elalin Yintuma. Now, the Shaila about an Avodah Zarah, that's Pachas Mikazayas, was a Shaila about the specific din of Tumas Avodah Zarah. My, Kivin Diskash L'Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Bekadosh Avodah Zarah Nami, Bekadosh Odilma, Hiskash L'Meis, Ma Meis Bekazayas Avodah Zarah Bekazayas. Which Hekish that we compare Avodah Zarah to is going to be the operative Hekish that's going to educate us on the Tuma of Avodah Zarah? Do I say that, well, Avodah Zarah is compared to a Sheret, and a Sheret is Metame Bekadosh, so Avodah Zarah should be Metame Bekadosh as well? Or do I say, no, Avodah Zarah is compared to a Meis, and a Meis is only Metame Bekazayas, so the Avodah Zarah should also only be Metame Bekazayas? Amar Rav Avi Vitei Rab Barula Toshmal, bring a Raya de Tanya. Avodah Zarah Pchusa Mekazayas, Ein batuma kalikar. Avodah Zarah is smaller than Kazayas, does not have any tuma. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vayishlach Hasafara al kever bnei ha'am ma meis b'kazayis Avodah Zarah b'kazayis. The pasuk says when Yeshua Melech was metar Yerushalayim, cleaned out Yerushalayim of all its Avodah Zarah that was there from the days of Menashe and Amon, who were the previous kings and who had all sorts of Avodah Zarahs there. So the pasuk says he took the Asherah mi-beis Hashem to outside of Yerushalayim to Nachal Kidron, and he burnt it there in Nachal Kidron, and it turned into Afar, into dirt, and he took all the dirt, all the ashes, and he put it all Kever B'nei Am. So we dash from the Pasuk that Avodah Zarah is compared to a Kever Ames. So just like a mace is only Metame B'Kazayis, we learn from there Avodah Zarah is also only Metame B'Kazayis. So now the Gemara goes back to the different Hekeshos that we have between Avodah Zarah and different items. Right? We've compared Avodah Zarah to a whole bunch of things so far. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold, at least the way Rabbi Lazar understands them, that an Avodah Zarah is metame only b'maga l'may hilchse iskish l'sharetz. With regard to what halacha do we compare Avodah Zarah to a sharetz? D'lo metame b'masa. To tell me that that's as far as the Tumah goes, it's only maga, it's not metame b'masa. L'nida, okay, according to the Rabban, why then do we compare Avodah Zarah to a nida? Well, we learn a halacha from that as well, that Avodah Zarah is not metame le'evarim. Just like a limb of a nida is not going to be metame as tumas nida, a limb of Avodah Zarah is not metame as Avodah Zarah. Le'meis, and why do we compare Avodah Zarah to a mace? Like this pasuk in Malachim Beis, of Vayashlech HaSafar al kever b'nei ha'am, to lo metame b'kadasha. That you need a kazayis of it to be metame, it's not metame b'kadasha. So says the Gemara, well, wait a second, all of these drashos are kulas then. Every hekesh you just gave teaches a kula, right? The hekesh that we compare it to a sheretz tells me, oh, that it's not metame b'masa, that it's going to be tar when with tumas masa. Right? The comparison to nida, it's not metame levarin. The comparison to a mace, it's not metame b'pachas mikazayis. So ema l'chumra, why don't you just say that all these hekeshim teach me l'chumra? L'may hilchseik sherach rachmanu l'sheretz, and it could run as follows. Why don't we compare it to a sheretz? L'tmui b'kadasha, that it's metame even b'kadasha like a sheretz. L'nida, l'tmui b'ev mesama. And Nida tells me that it's Metame Bev Mesama. And Aksharachman al Mace, and we compare it to a mace. Letzamuy Ba'oel. Maybe tell me that Avodah Zarah is Metame Ba'oel, just like a mace is Metame Ba'oel. So says Gemara, no, the reason why we don't use these Hakeshim that the Torah makes to teach us Lechumra, and we instead use them to teach us Lekula, is because Tumas Avodah Zarah Drabananhi. The entire institution of Tumas Avodah Zarah is only a Din Midrabanan, that Avodah Zarah has the capacity to be Metame. Lekula, Tumah l'kula makshinon, and because of that, if we have the ability to make a hekesh l'hakel, or we have the ability to make a hekesh l'chumra, we're always going to go l'kula l'chumra lo makshinon, but we're not going to make the hekesh in the more machmir direction. So that's because the entire tumah of avodah zarah, it doesn't really say in the Torah. It's only a din drabanan. Well, wait a second. All these hekeshim, aren't these all psukim, right? So the psukim that are hukash avodah zarah to anida tizram kamodava and to umeis v'yashlecha safar al kever b'nei am, they're midivrei kabbalah. They're not in the Torah. And the hekesh to a sheretz sheketz to shaktzenu, Rashi points out, is not really a lashon of sheretz. The Mishnah calls it b'lashon, the Torah calls it rather b'lashon g'nai, but it's not really a lashon of sheretz. So we have nothing in the Torah itself that clearly identifies tumas avodah zarah. So that's why we say that we treat it like it is a din drabanan. It may be midivrei kabbalah, but divrei kabbalah also have a din of something that's not a daraisa, right? Like the Rambam always refers to divrei kabbalah as divrei sofrim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, when he talks about the four halachas of Shabbos, says that there are four mitzvahs of Shabbos. Two of them are midivrei Torah, and two of them are midivrei sofrim. What are the ones that are midivrei sofrim? Kavod va'oneg. Kavod and oneg are from Pasuk in Yeshayahu, but he calls that divrei sofrim. So we are also calling these dinim that are derived from the Navi, dinim derabanan. Okay, I see that we're out of time, so we'll stop there at the Mishnah. So we have a long yantav of Shavuos. We can catch up over Shavuos, Bez Hashem, and we will pick up on Sunday, probably, I guess, with the Mishnah on the top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Although maybe I'll check and I'll see where I left off on last cycle and do that. But we'll see. Be'ezras Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yantif.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Have Shabbos.
Thank you.